Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
The How Not to Suck a Divorce podcast cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information contained herein and provided on the podcast and the resources available are not intended and shall not be construed as legal advice. And with that, enjoy the show.
Hey there, it's Andrea. Listen, chances are if you're listening to our show, then things might not be going so amazing in your life right now. And I get it. I have been there. Morgan and I want to offer you as much support and as much guidance as we possibly can. So go check out the How Not to Suck at Divorce community. And more importantly, go check out the DCC. That stands for Divorce Crash Course. Direct link to both of those in our show notes. This is the only divorce podcast that's one part family law attorney and one part recovering comedian. We are dedicated to bringing you action steps, empathy, and a healthy side of snark. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Hi there, how are you?
What up, girl?
We're laughing because we realized on our podcast platform tonight that they have different filters and Andrea looks like she might be in a 1990s potential drug den of some sort.
I don't think it looks like a drug den. I think it looks like I'm like a hype girl on like the Howard Stern show.
Oh, in living color.
Yes, it is very in living color. I've got like a fluorescent blue and purple background. And I'm wearing a backwards baseball cap because my hair is dirty.
I love it. So I have a funny story for you.
Okay.
Okay. So this week I went out with a girlfriend for dinner. I hadn't seen this girlfriend in quite some time. And actually she's one of those girlfriends where you love her, but you only get to see her maybe once or twice a year. And so I was looking forward to the dinner and I really love her for numerous reasons. One is she's a boss. She runs her own business. She's super smart. And when we sit down and catch up, it's not only catching up on life, it's really like diving deep into business issues. And I think in my nerdy side comes out and I really love that. Mm-hmm. So I went to go meet her. We sit down at the bar. We're having a drink together. We're talking about, you know, all the things. And after a while, she's like, all right, well, we got to move to our table. And I was like, oh, I thought we were just going to sit here and, you know, order some food or whatever we're going to do. And she's like, no, I invited some friends. And I was like, oh, okay. Friends. Do I know these friends? She's like, no. I thought you'd just totally like to meet them. I'm like, okay, cool. And then she drops the bomb. She's like, and guess what? They're getting divorced. Isn't that awesome? And I'm like, oh, God, good God. No, that is not awesome because I feel like a dog and pony show on parade. But you know what? I sat down and I actually enjoyed these two women both totally different stories. Of course, I got all the backstory. And one lady made me laugh so hard. So her story, you'll get a kick out of this, is she's kind of in, I would say, the gray divorce area, which is getting divorced later in life. Kids are grown, never expected this divorce, et cetera. And so I said to her, I was like, what do you envision for your next steps in your divorce? And she was like, you know, it's funny. She was like, I just want someone to cuddle with, like to snuggle with. Like, that's really what I'm missing. I'm not missing sex. I'm not missing any of that. In my next life, I just want someone to be with that can snuggle me and like, we're done. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's super interesting. How do you go about doing that? And she's like, well, I have an idea. I'm like, well, what is that? She's like, I'm going to put on Craigslist, I have chlamydia, but I'm looking for someone to snuggle. Genius, genius. So that is going to be her profile. Not looking for sex, have chlamydia, but looking for someone to snuggle me.
Did she actually say the word Craigslist?
She did. Oh. She's a great divorcer. She's a great divorcer.
Because I think that's the best way to get murdered right now. Like, I wouldn't put I have anything on Craigslist. It's Craigslist. I mean, I don't even know. Should I check right now? Is Craigslist even still a thing?
I don't know, but
I'm checking. I don't think that it is. Let's see. Hold on. Listeners of our show, I bet people right now are like, yes, you dummy. Craigslist is still a thing. Let's see. Craigslist. Is it? Oh, it
is. Yeah. I think it's where like single white female came from, right? Craigslist. But hey, whatever. I will show her how to get on all the apps and that can be her profile. How funny would that be if that was someone's profile? Have chlamydia, but want to snuggle. Like, that's it.
I think it's good. You know what? I guess you're getting something that you want out of it. I'm just still stunned.
Craigslist is still there. That's really what got you out of that story.
I think it's important, though, that I don't think Craigslist is all over the country because it looks like it's only in this region.
Do you remember? I mean, we're kind of old, but do you remember back in the day when there was like misconnections on Craigslist and people could post, like, I saw you on the train.
Okay, that's literally what I'm looking for right now. While you're talking, I'm actually on Craigslist searching for it, and I can't figure out which category it would be under.
It was hidden. It was a little hidden.
Wait. Connections. Found it.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to read one live on the show. This is from 45 minutes ago. Okay, it says Korea to Chicago flight. It says, I can't stop thinking about you. You are wearing a Sox hat, and by Sox, they mean White Sox, the baseball team here. You are wearing a Sox hat and black backpack with Korean flag on it. We kept making eye contacts. And finally,
eye contacts.
Korea are so baby. That's, you know, we kept making eye contacts and finally briefly talked while claiming our luggages.
How did they not exchange numbers if they were at the luggages area?
I don't know. Oh, wait, here's one from on Monday. This is from Mariano's. This is a grocery store in our area, you guys. It says, Monday, 4:29. Handsome man wearing green shorts. You crossed in front of me twice and said, pardon me, each time. So polite. You just don't see that anymore. Then we passed each other several times in different aisles with eye contact on each pass. Then you got into a white BMW. Yeah, that's why you're riding. If you got into a white Honda Civic, you'd be like, see you later.
Okay, well, Craigslist, single white female, let's hop into our topic, which is kind of similar. Like, can you record your ex?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Okay, can you record your ex? Now, this topic, we've had this come up many times. People have DM'd us questions. It's come up in our private community. And it makes total sense because your ex is driving you up a wall, right? Or your soon-to-be ex, your person you're divorcing, and you want some kind of documentation, right? What do you do? Can you record them? Do you record them snuggling with somebody else? Not if they have chlamydia. So what do we think here?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. We get lots of questions and it makes sense. Somebody is behaving in a way that's unhinged. Maybe they're all over Craigslist. We don't know, but you want it to stop. So naturally, what do you want to do? You want to grab your phone. But listen, before you go all YouTube vlogger on there, let's listen to this episode.
So where do we start? Let's start with some legal stuff. Okay. So one, here's a term that I've heard you mention many times, because I know that like you guys know, a lot of this stuff goes state to state. So depending on where you live and where you're divorcing, you're going to have some different laws. So we're going to get into that. But let's just get into a term to start with. What does admissible mean?
So legally, admissible really just means whether it's a form of evidence that can come into court, be entered into the court.
Does that mean that whether or not the way you went about getting this evidence, whether or not it is admissible, would the judge care or not care? Like, is there a difference between, yeah, technically it's admissible, but a judge is going to roll their fucking eyes at you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's very important to know whether, number one, it's admissible, but also, are you trying to enter illegally obtained evidence? I think most judges would have a problem with that.
Okay. So going back to this recording thing, how do you know? Let's start here. Because I think that what's nice about our show is, Morgan, you're always able to give things from like your lens, right? Which it's a very fancy lens at that. So through the Morgan lens of things, when would you ever say to a client, go ahead and grab your iPhone and start recording?
Okay. So in where I live, I will say, and where I practice, it's pretty frowned upon to record somebody, especially in a private space. In fact, it's illegal to do it if there's not two people consenting to that recording in a private space. So in divorce court also, you have to be really careful about what you're recording, because it can be really looked down upon by the judge, potentially by attorneys for the children. If you have children, there's a lot of missteps you can have. So I think your question is, when would I like to have that documentation, for lack of a better term? We've talked about it on other episodes before. I love Ring doorbells. I love them. I absolutely love them for so many reasons. One, they're clear as can be. Two, they record at any movement. Three, the audio is unbelievable. And four, they can record from long distances. So if you're having issues with pickup drop-off, your ex coming to your house unwanted, trying to come in and out, communication problems at the front door, that is absolutely acceptable, at least where I am, because the Ring doorbell is monitoring the outside. It's not a private space.
But is it because of the fact that you don't have it up to capture a conversation, because the Ring doorbell is up there to serve a different purpose and you just happened to catch something? Is that what makes it admissible?
I think that what makes it admissible, at least where we are, is that it's not a private space. You're kind of on notice that you could be recorded. You've got a Ring doorbell that you're seeing right there when you walk up. And also, if you're not in a private space, there can be recordings. We get really, at least divorce lawyers, where we don't like recordings. Obviously, private spaces are really tricky. And again, remember, we can touch on different states, but different states have different laws. And Illinois, where we are, Chicago, is a two-person consent state. I know the different areas are not two people consent states, such as New York, such as Texas. And those nuances, you have to talk to your attorney about, one, what the law truly says and what's admissible, but also there's a two-part question. What is the law in my state and what does it say? But also the second part of the question is, how will it be viewed in divorce court if I record at these certain times?
And for the record, it looks like we have 11 states in the U.S. that are an all-party consent state, meaning that both people need to be aware of the fact that they're being recorded. which would be California, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Washington.
Look at you, Andrea. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to sing them. Like
I thought you were going to do it.
Arizona, Arkansas. Okay. So obviously, all party consent means that everybody needs to know that they are being recorded. Now, here's something that I think that's important to mention. Why would you actually want to record something? You mentioned before if pickups and drop-offs are getting dicey. So what is it that we're capturing that's going to help prove anything?
You're capturing the behavior. You're capturing the tone of voice. You're capturing the communications. Those kind of things are super important. So if you're having an issue on behavior with your ex and how it's not okay in front of the children, and they come and they drop your children off at, you know, in your driveway, and they're a complete lunatic out in the driveway. The kids are crying. They're yelling. Just inappropriate behavior. That's going to show and paint the picture to the court of what you are saying has been a problem all along. What we don't like, where we don't like recording, we don't like recording. Like, a lot of people think that if they record their children saying bad things about their ex, that that's going to be helpful for them. It's not, for the most part. It seems like you're coaching the children. It puts them in a very bad situation. And most judges, they will turn on a dime on you when they see those videos. It is not helpful. In fact, it hurts your case. So you have to be really careful with those. And those are videos, if you ever do it, which I don't like even saying to do it because I think it puts the kids in such a bad position. But if you ever do it, you want to talk to your lawyer before ever going there.
You know, the best part about getting divorced is having the ability to write the next chapter in your life.
Ooh, I love that. And I'll add that I tell my clients all the time that setting yourself up for success in your next chapter is key to living your best life.
Girl, facts. And guys, you know your girls, Andrea and Morgan. We're always going to give you pro tips on how you cannot suck at getting divorced, which brings us to our family wizard.
Friends, hear me on this. Our family wizard is not just for couples going through a high conflict divorce.
No, it's for anyone who wants to be more organized with expenses, kids' activities, calendar requests, and messaging.
We recently co-wrote a special article for Our Family Wizard that gives you tips on how best to communicate with your challenging co-parent and come out on top.
And to get access to this article written just for you listeners, go to ourfamilywizard.com/notsuck. Yeah, please. And that's something that we are about to touch on next. But ever recording kids is just bad idea, like bad idea. And if you have an attorney who wants you to record your kids, really think that through. Like, if an attorney suggests that, and that might even be something that you want to run by an additional person before you go and do that. Because to Morgan's point, you have to think about, what are you actually trying to accomplish here? And why do we want to put our precious children in that position? Because even if mom is in the wrong, dad is in the wrong, you're putting your kids in a really, really challenging loyalty conflict right there. Yep. And now, if there is blatant abuse going on, right? Like, let's say there is some really messed up things going on. There are other ways to prove that besides having your kids on camera and saying, this is what mommy did, this is what daddy did. That's when you have another person like a GAL speak to the therapists, the teachers, other people who will help get that information out in a way that's a whole lot more palatable and a whole lot safer without damaging the child further.
Right. And I know that you asked a question that I want to go back to. When else would I consider having someone film? In the private space is where it gets really tricky. And if you're in a two-party consent state, what I always tell people, at least where they are with, you know, in Chicago, is number one, don't do it in private spaces. It's inappropriate. The only other time I would ever say it might be appropriate is if you feel seriously in danger. So you are, let's just say there's no children involved, but you are fearing for your safety and you think that somebody is going to do something. Obviously, number one, call the police. That's number one. Your safety is number one. Or leave if you can. But if you can't, that would be one time when I would consider turning on the video and the phone. And you might want to say, just so you know, I'm recording you. Number one, that could tone down the issue that you're having, but also you're giving them notice that it's going on.
Right. Let's talk about the difference between recording something that's transpiring and eavesdropping or wiretapping.
Got it. Well, I think that they're two different things. I mean, eavesdropping is basically, in my mind, recording something. It's kind of the same thing. It's recording something. I mean, nobody has the ability like the feds do to tap into someone's phone, right? Like that would be
so important. You could record a conversation.
Yes, you can.
You could record a phone call. You could record a FaceTime. You could do something that they're not aware. I guess that would be like our layman's version of like wired.
Agreed. That's what these, we call it in Illinois, eavesdropping statutes, but that's what they are. You know, we're not supposed to be recording people without their consent. And everyone understands why that would be. I don't really, and I would love if any divorce attorneys from other states where there's only one party consent wants to chime in or send us a DM about what exactly that means. I would love to hear that because legally that makes no sense to me. So because I consent, I can record you, Andrea, just without you knowing everything we talk about.
Right.
That just seems so inappropriate to me. But regardless, we all know why it's a two-party consent because everyone wants to feel comfortable about what they're saying to one another without everything being recorded and maybe played back.
Yeah. So I'm reading an article right now, and it's saying that if you're in a one-party consent state, then because you are a part of the party that you're planning on recording, then you have full right to record the conversation.
Makes no sense to me. I'm sure there's more nuances in the law.
Yeah. It's just, I keep going back to what is the point? I think that what happens in the moment is we feel a loss of control.
Yep.
Right? Somebody's doing something that is really rubbing you the wrong way. And let's be real for a second. I'll take off the Andrea podcaster hat and put back on the hat of the woman who went through this. And look, there are moments where you are not your smartest self. I'm thinking back on so many things that I did that now the woman I am now would be like, oh, you fucking moron. Why did you do that? Why did you say that? Why? I mean, come on. But you are so tired. You are so emotional. You are so stressed. And there is this person on the other side just fucking poking you, picking at you, poking at you. The stakes are high. Your kids are involved. So naturally, when someone's like at you, you just want to pick up your phone. You just want to pick up your phone and say, That's it. Then I'm going to record this conversation. And I'm going to send it to my lawyer. And I'm going to show everybody what an asshole you are. The thing is like, you know, Morgan, before you said it could like diminish the level of how high someone might be keyed up if they're like, you know, about to punch you in the face.
Yeah. And
say, just so you know, I'm recording this conversation. But I'm going to speak to the opposite here. If it's not getting physically violent and someone's just being a dick, and then you whip out your phone and you're like holding it right in front of them, like, guess what? Hey guys, it's me, Andrea. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen where my soon-to-be ex-husband is acting like a freaking animal. That's going to take things up a notch. And I'm not saying that you're gonna be dumb enough to do that, but just pulling out your phone and doing it, you are asking for things to go from a level 7 to a level 11 and a half. And it's not going to feel better.
And also legally, from what I see, because I see videos, I see all of these videos. This is my job. And the person who is usually the one, like you said, let's just play it out. Chad is being an asshole. And it's not always Chad. Sometimes it's, who do we always call?
Well, Chad, you mean not Chad and Brenda?
Brenda. Okay, so Brenda and Chad, right? So sometimes it's Brenda being the asshole, but it's Chad tonight, right? Chad's just poking at her, continually poking at her. And she has been in the right this whole time. but she's just snapped, right? Like you said, she just snapped. So she pulls out the phone and she starts recording. And she feels so much better because she's like, now I'm in control. The video and what Brenda thinks that she's recording and what evidence she has and how she's in control now, when it goes to the lawyer, I would say 9 times out of 10, Brenda looks crazy. Brenda looks like the crazy one. So when you feel that like instant gratification, you have to always say, and Andrea and I always say this, did you win the battle but lose the war? Yep. You won the battle, you had instant gratification, you felt in control, but then you hand it over to your lawyer and they either say to you, wow, now you're in big trouble, or two, this really hurts your case, or three, you look insane. And maybe the lawyer now is thinking, maybe it's my client that's insane. Maybe what they're telling me this whole time about Chad being insane, I got to take a step back and think about my client.
Not to mention this whole conversation that you just had with your attorney, sending them the video, having your attorney take the time to watch the video, think how nuts you are, respond back to you. Guess what, kitty cat? You're paying for all of that. You literally just paid for somebody to judge the fuck out of you.
Mm-hmm. I have seen some really great videos, though. I will tell you that.
Sure.
Some really, really good ones that have actually made me really laugh. I mean, I had one where the girlfriend was breaking into the boyfriend's house and the boyfriend
was recording it.
The boyfriend. So the Ring doorbell went off. So we have video from the Ring doorbell.
Girlfriend, why are you dealing with boyfriends and girlfriends?
Andrea, one of the sides could be getting divorced.
Wait, huh? Oh, so it wasn't the divorcing couple that's breaking in. It was. Correct.
It was a spat. It was a spat between new lovers. So there's this whole thing, but it was so interesting because the boyfriend, thank God, got his phone out. I mean, this woman broke right through the window, got in, crawled through the window, cut herself with glass, was bleeding all over his house. I mean, it was the most unbelievable video ever of crazy town. And there, the crazy lady looked legitimately crazy.
Huh. I like it. I enjoy it. I'm trying to think of like crazy like videos that people have mentioned to me. And I feel like it's always just like fights that people are recording.
It's always fights. It's always in the house. That's the trickiest part about it. It's always in the house. And that's why I say if conversations on the phone are just too much, or you can't trust what the other side is saying, put it in email. Most of the time, unless it's coordination of children-related issues, there is no reason that you have to be communicating with your ex. There's no reason. If you have lawyers, there's no reason for it. So we have different apps. We have Our Family Wizard that you can go on that monitors communication. We have a lot of different ways to kind of tone everybody down. But if phone is too dangerous, take it offline, put it on the internet, put it in email. And
on Craigslist.
Put it on Craigslist and misconnections. I mean, you never know what could pop up there. You could get some luggages. You never know.
Luggages. And we made the eye contacts, colored eye contacts. One thing that I want to say about this is I'm a really big fan of like reenacting scenes for friends. So if something crazy happens, I always think like rather than record it, let me put my own theatrical spin on the situation. And then next time I'm around all my girlfriends, it could be like, okay, you guys want to know what happened last time? Here, let me set the stage for you. You, Molly, you're going to be so-and-so. You're going to pretend you're so-and-so. You're this, you're that, ready, scene. And then we all get to like reenact stuff. And that's a whole lot more fun. It's a whole lot more fun. No one gets in trouble. You're not wasting billable hours sending footage to your attorney. Now, speaking of attorneys, if you live in a state that's not one of the 11 where you are able to record your soon-to-be ex-spouse, which please DM us because we want to know more about this. I'm assuming that before you even do this, you should have a conversation with your attorney. I mean, correct, Morgan?
Yes.
Or you live in Texas, right?
Just
pointing out two of the states where you are allowed to record.
Yes.
Before you even get into that situation, I would say to your attorney, hey, I know that we live in a state where we can potentially record, blah, 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 blah. Do you ever see this working to anyone's advantage? And if so, what does it look like?
I agree with you. I agree. Because remember, it's a two-step. It's one, is it legal? What does it mean in our state? So is it legal and what does it mean? And the second thing is, how does it work in divorce court in my case? When would it be appropriate? When would it not be appropriate? Know that before you hit that button and record.
Oh my God.
One thing I want to mention too, going back to the Ring doorbell, I'm seeing this more, this issue lately. So I'm seeing that houses, you know, let's say a family is living together or a couple is living together while they're happily married and they have a Ring doorbell. And then they break up, or let's just say Brenda moves out of the house and Chad stays in the house. But Brenda has access to the security system and has access to the Ring doorbell. And Chad either doesn't or can't get Brenda off. I'm seeing this all the time. And so what's Brenda doing, even though she's not living there? Monitoring who is coming and going, listening to everything, watching what's happening. It's literally like a voyeur living in your house. That is inappropriate. And I always recommend, if you have exclusive possession of the house, immediately change out the Ring doorbell. It costs a few $100. It's so simple to do. It's worth every penny. And make sure you disable the alarm access and maybe reinstate with a different provider, because you don't want anyone watching over what you're doing. It's a real easy way for somebody to, you know, kind of monitor what you're doing.
Creepy and exciting, because let's be honest, I could see myself being that woman.
You just start, like, every time you see movement, you're like, hello, because you know
that you can see those. Yeah, that would be me. And I've talked about this before. I was the one who left the marital home. My ex didn't have a Ring doorbell. But if we did, I know for a fact I would have been watching just for sport. It would have been like a themed party. I would have had friends over, like, watch the DoorDash guy arrive. Let's do this. Let's do that. I would have like harassed them through the intercom. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think on the Ring doorbell, it really kind of doesn't give you, once somebody like links in to say something, it really doesn't give you like a ding or anything like that. You just like a voice, and it's a loud voice comes out of it real fast.
It really is.
You, Andrea.
That it is, because Steve has a Ring doorbell and he's always harassing people through it, mainly me. Every time I'm in and out of the house, he's yelling at me. So what a missed connection that would have been for me. Missed opportunity.
Great.
If only that I could have gone back in time and put a Ring doorbell up in my house, because I'm sure my ex wouldn't have changed it. Oh, would have been fun. Anyway, okay, what else do we need to cover here on this creepy single white female episode of ours?
Well, I think one of the questions you asked before we started this is, you know, do you think that if someone asks about recording, will that, like, you know, annoy the attorney, or will that make the attorney think, you know, what kind of creep is this client? No, it won't. I mean, it will not. It should not. I mean, if you're trying to prove something in your case and you think that video would help prove it, you're going to be talking to your lawyer about, would this help me? And your lawyer is not going to be annoyed answering that question.
All right. Well, good to know. Don't ask me. I'll get annoyed, but I get easily annoyed, which is why I'm not a divorce attorney. That, among many other reasons, mainly the fact that I didn't go to law school and wouldn't have lasted a day in law school. But anyway, okay. What else we got? What else do we need to cover on this topic of stalking? Oh, we should do a stalking episode.
Some stories on that for sure.
Share one.
One time there was a client that dressed up as, the client was a woman, and they were 20s or 30s. She dressed up as an old lady and sat on the park bench so that she could stalk her ex, who was with a new lady walking around the park.
Mm-hmm.
And the ex walked by and like did a double take and was like, you know, I'm going to change the name. Marie, is that you? And there she was, dressed as an old lady, just sitting on the bench. Busted. Busted. You would do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I would do that too. Like, to me, that sounds, that's like a good, in fact, I have done that, not with, not like, I've never stalked. Okay. I did some like, I said, however, these you're making right now, Morgan, you're looking at me like, what the fuck are you about to disclose on our show?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I did some light stalking when I was in high school, but that's another story, another time. It was an old teacher of mine. Not a big deal.
Oh, this guy again.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we got into him.
This poor guy, what's he do to deserve all this?
We don't even want to know.
Okay.
We don't want to know. He deserved every single show tune we called and sang to him. But aside, Steve and I once dressed up incognito to go watch an old band that he's no longer in because he's a musician. We went and watched them play and we thought we looked so good, like so unrecognizable, but what we weren't, because people did recognize us. And that was embarrassing. But that was some, that was like the most recent, I would say, stalking that I've done. But I love stalking.
But it's clear you're not good at it.
No. And I also, I'm like, chicken. Like, I'll be the one that's like covering my face and laughing. Like, I have total gifts. You, I feel like you, Morgan, if you and I were to stalk, you'd be the one that would pull it off. Everybody would think.
I would be.
You would.
I would be stone cold, serious. And you would probably be wearing like a facial mask and all the things. And people would still see you like laughing and smiling under it.
I'd be like, oh my God. People would be like, I think that's Andrea Rappaport.
Yeah, totally me. I saw her on Craigslist last week.
You're on a flight from Korea. You're on a flight from Korea with her. With her, we made several eye contacts. And then I watched her getting her luggages and get into her white BMW and drive off. Pardon me. People don't really say that much anymore. Oh, man.
We made it full circle.
We really did. We really did. I like this. Episode. I like
this. Good.
Point. We, I mean, we're answering your questions. Lots of questions coming in about recording. We decided to give you an episode on it. And speaking of, hey, to all of these new listeners that we're getting, you guys are coming in droves and we are so flattered, so honored. If you are listening to our show for the first time and you found us on Instagram from one of our viral reels, this is the shit show that you signed up for. So I really hope that we made your dreams come true. This show, you guys, was designed to bring you legal insight through a process that is not fun whatsoever. And we are trying to make this as palatable and doable as possible by making it entertaining.
Yep. This is a tough topic and we're hoping that we can lighten it up a little bit, but also give you advice that can get you through this with some action steps. So overall tonight, the takeaway is, number one, wherever you are, ask your lawyer whether it's legal to record at the outset. Don't do it after you've recorded.
No.
Is it legal and what does it mean in your area? And number two, if I record, how is this going to be looked at in my case? Again, do it before you hit that record button. And if you need to do anything, just walk away. Walk away before you do something stupid. We all make mistakes. We all know it. But at the end of the day, just do your best.
Yep. And if you're in a contentious situation, put up a Ring doorbell. Why not have that insurance?
But if I have that insurance anyway, right? For all the creeps out there, like all the Andreas who are stalking their high school teacher.
Oh, man. I deserve that. But yeah, put up a Ring doorbell. Like, why the hell not? And if you are just feeling fiery when your ex is just poking you, think to yourself, what am I really going to get out of whipping out my iPhone and recording them? Better you reenact it for your friends later. And especially, friends, listen to this. If your kids are around, your kids have to come first. Do not do something out of spite, out of emotion, out of, oh, I'm just so tired of you. Get out of my fucking face. those kids are watching, those kids are listening, and the person who does the yelling is the one who looks like the crazy one.
Touche. I agree with that 100%. All right. So listen, we always say this, divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Every day is not going to be a good day. Even every hour may not be a good hour, but we are here for you for those bad days. And we're also here for you to hopefully on those good days. But we are your divorce friends, and we are here for community, and we're here for support. So if you need us, if you want a referral, if you just want to talk about something, join our private community and feel free to DM us or comment on our Instagram. We respond to almost everything. I would say 99% of the things. And listen, if we don't, I have listeners and we have listeners that have responded, like, why haven't you responded? And then we respond. So we're sorry if we missed you.
It's usually my fault. If I'm busy stalking somebody and I missed your message, I'm so sorry. I'm getting to it. I promise you. And please check out our divorce crash course. We talk about it all the time, and that's because this course will save you potentially thousands of dollars. Thousands. We don't want you to make major mistakes. You know this because I say it all the freaking time. I want you to not suffer the way that I suffered. Listen to what we say. Take our advice. Utilize these action steps that we are giving you because they are worth their weight in gold.
Agreed. If you love our show, please rate us and review us. We love all of that, and we love to hear from you. So remember, on your toughest days, we understand. Andrea's been there. I live it every day. And remember, you've got this.
And we have got you.